Good morning. Skies clouded up overnight and rain showers moved into parts of interior New York and New England early this morning in advance of a system that'll work its way toward us from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. As the system draws closer, rain will become steady at times as milder air tries to work its way in from the south. Where the milder air does move in, primarily from the southern tier and Catskills of New York, across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and into southern New England, we do run the risk of a few thunderstorms. Although north of this area, temperatures will be on the cooler side and mostly in the 50s to around 60, and thunderstorms are not likely in these locations. As we get into the night tonight, the steadiest rain will pass through the region, still the risk of thunderstorms in southern sections, and temperatures will drop back into the lower 50s for overnight lows. A drier trend to begin the day on Wednesday, although it will not last long as another disturbance will head in our direction. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and there is the risk of rain again by the end of the day, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. This pattern will continue as we head toward the latter portion of the week, with Thursday starting out dry, but yet another system will head our way from the same locations in the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley and produce late-day showers and thunderstorms again on Thursday afternoon. High temperatures will be in the middle 70s. We'll finally break this pattern for the end of the week, and Friday will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds. Highs will be in the lower 70s. Right now, it looks like it'll stay dry into the upcoming weekend with partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and highs staying in the mid 70s with high pressure in control before it gives way to another disturbance, which will produce another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms for the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, weather conditions will continue to remain quite unsettled across large portions of the nation and especially the central United States going into the middle of the week with additional heavy rain and severe thunderstorms expected. This is in response to a strong and rather anomalous upper-level trough situated over the Intermountain West, while a strong deep-layer ridge of high pressure remains anchored over the southeast. An organized surface low will track into the lower Great Lakes today, and this will result in an area of heavy rain and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe. The threat for these storms will shift into the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic region this afternoon and evening. Meanwhile, a second area of low pressure is forecast to develop across the southeastern parts of Colorado and produce another round of heavy rain and thunderstorms. Portions of the Northern Rockies are under winter storm warnings and flash flood watches as heavy precipitation overspreads the area. The low pressure system will then move slowly into the Central Plains, and additional heavy rain and severe thunderstorms will be possible through tomorrow, extending into the Mississippi Valley as well. With the ridge of high pressure across the southeast, record high temperatures will continue to be possible through tomorrow, with highs soaring well into the 90s and lower 100s again for some areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 32 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 46, 75% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.97 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs near 70, Boston cloudy with showers moving in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 81 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 68, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation in Albany yesterday, 2.80 inches for the month, which is 31 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 15.44 inches for the year, which is 1.16 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 93, set in 2016, and the record low, 33, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:23 p.m. 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with rain today and highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the lower to mid-60s. More showers and possible thunderstorms tonight in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-50s to the north, lower 60s in the Catskills. More showers and possible thunderstorms tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 60s. More showers and possible thunderstorms tonight in the lower 50s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. More showers and possible thunderstorms tonight, lows near 50. Region-wide for Wednesday, increasing clouds with the chance of rain by the end of the day in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon in the mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower to mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms on Sunday in the mid-70s. And a few showers breezy on Monday in the mid to upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.